Shalom and good morning. We are right in understanding the church at Macedonia, the body of Christ in a region called Macedonia. And particularly, we want to look at the church in one city, the city of Thessalonica. And in that city, there was a church that was established. The Lord is building his church. We want to understand how this church was built. And we will get to know that the church of Jesus Christ is founded on three main pillars. It's founded on three pillars, and these three pillars becomes the marks. And one of the pillar is, or the one of the mark, is the mark of faith. The church of Jesus Christ must have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we want to understand the second mark, the mark of love. And the mark of love is how this church expresses that faith in God through love. And the other mark or pillar is the pillar of hope. This is how the church is able to wait or to look forward for the coming of a new dispensation, the coming of her Lord and Savior and Master. So the church at Thessalonica, we want to start by looking at the first pillar, faith. But of course, this one, this first session, we want to look at how the three pillars are interconnected. But why don't we ask ourselves, how did this church started? How was it started? We have already said that every letter that was written by Paul, because this was a letter written by Paul, has got its beginning in the Book of Acts of Apostles. So if you have not understood the Book of Acts of the Apostles, it will be very hard for you to understand the letters of Paul. Because the Acts of the Apostles gives us some context. It gives us some direction on why he wrote this letter. It gives us some background. And one of the background is that, as you had seen earlier on, Paul wanted to preach in Galatia and Minor Asia, but the Spirit of Jesus forbade them. And at night, they saw a hand of a man beckoning Paul, standing and beckoning Paul to come and help them. And now we have not been able to establish who this man was. And we want to see whether this man was a male, whether this man was a woman, whether this man was a child, whether this man was a corporate group, whether this man was a group of people who are experiencing hardship. But we know that they wanted to be helped. That means they were helpless. That is the first issue that we are getting. They are helpless. They cannot be able to fight for themselves. And number two, they did not have a helper. But we also want to understand why. Is because they were going through persecution. So Paul concluded, and his team, Paul and his team concluded that God was calling them to go to Macedonia. And at once they started off Macedonia, and they landed in the city of Philippi, and they started a church there. Then they were thrown from that city because of the severe persecution. That tells you now why they were calling for help. And they found themselves in a city called Thessalonica. And here they started a church. Let's see how they started. Acts 17 from verses 1. When Paul and his companion had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a Jewish synagogue. I want you to see a Jewish synagogue, a Jewish gathering. This is where they were meeting. There were some Jews meeting. A synagogue, a Jewish synagogue, was could have started if there were about if there were more than eight men, eight male human beings who are Jewish, eight male. If they were there, they could have started that kind of a synagogue. It is equivalent to how mosques are started by Muslims, but I don't know how many there should be for a mosque to start, how many people should be there. But for Jewish people, there were eight. As was in his custom, Paul went into the synagogue, and on three Sabbath days, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that the Messiah had to suffer and to rise from the dead. "This Jesus I'm proclaiming to you is the Messiah," he said. Some of the Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks and quite a few prominent women. Now, I want you to see the composition of this church. Paul is starting from a synagogue, and he is going to explain, and he's using the method that we normally call explaining. He reasoned. Number one is he reasoned. To reason is to look at the scripture, is what we call apologetic. It is listening. It's asking them, listen, this is what the scripture says. This is what, the Old Testament had prophesied about this, had promised about this. This is how it was promised. Why do you think? Now, reasoning is about asking question. It's about answering question. It's about giving the reason to why you are believing that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. And why are you believing he's not the Messiah? And who is the Messiah? Now, that is the reasoning. Then from there, you're able to explain your listening. Whatever points you've given, if you give 3 points, then you explain them. Not only that, you give indicators by proving that the Messiah had to suffer and raise from the dead. Now, how are they proving this? They were to prove, because the Old Testament had already promised this. Jesus also talked about it. And in the book of Jonah, they talked about it. And when, the prophets of old had also prophesied. And when now it came to pass, he would say, look, this is what it was prophesied. And this is how it came to pass. And so about the suffering and about the raising of the dead. And then he says, this Jesus, the one that we are preaching to you, I am proclaiming to you, is the Messiah. That means there were several other Jesuses. But he's talking about one particular Jesus who is the Messiah, not just a son of Mary. If you just go up to son of Mary, that and you don't understand him more than that, you may not understand Jesus as the Messiah. And because of that, God brought some of the Jews, not many. Jews were hesitant. They were persuaded. But the Bible joined Paul and Silas. But the Bible says, as did a large number of God-fearing Greeks. So I want to see that the church was made up of many Greeks, many Gentiles, so to speak. They were persuaded. And also quite a few prominent women. There are women here. But after Jews were jealous, they loaded up some bad characters from the market priests, formed a mob, and started a riot in the city. This is how they started to oppose. They rushed to Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas in order to bring them out of the crowd. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city officials, shouting, "These men who have caused trouble all over the world have now come here, and Jason has welcomed them into his house." They are all defying Caesar's decree, saying that there is another king
one called Jesus. When they heard this, the crowd and the city officials were thrown into turmoil. Then they made Jason and the other post bond and let them go. So I want you to see how they were able to bring a bond on Jason, how Jason found himself in trouble just because he had hosted Paul and his team there. That's how faith came to this city. And after Paul had gone to the next city, which is Berea, they followed him there, as you're going to discover. But after he went to the third city, which is Athens, Paul had fear that this city, this church that was, that had already begun very shortly, had gone back. And so he tried to go, but he could not. So he sent Timothy to go and look for them. But so let's see how he wrote this letter. Paul is writing this letter now. First Thessalonians 1. Paul, Silas, and Timothy. They are the one now sending this letter to the church of God, to the church of the Thessalonians, to the church of the Thessalonians in God. They're calling the church in God the Father, and the church in God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you. Now he started by thanksgiving for the Thessalonians' faith. Now let's see how this faith was now establishing in them. We saw how they encountered this faith by Paul explaining and listening and proving this is the way to get faith. But how did they now experience this faith? Yes, lead. We always thank God for all of you and continually mention you in our prayer. Why? We remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith. This faith has produced work, or produced some work. Your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. These are the three pillars we talked about: faith, love, and hope. And these are the things I want us to look for. Now, for the hope itself is about Jesus Christ coming, and inspired by love. But this faith that we're talking about, it had produced some fruit. That's the only way that you know that there was faith in these people. They have already experienced faith because it has produced some fruit, and we would be able to see what kind of fruit is produced by this faith, which is called the work of faith. So you see, for we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and deep conviction. Look at how the word of God came to them. He says, faith, of course, comes through the gospel. It's not only words. Faith does not come through the words only, simply with words. But the gospel, that gospel came also with the power of the Holy Spirit. And number three, there was deep conviction. That's how faith comes, deep conviction. And you know how we lived among you. Faith also is established in the lives of people by looking at the examples. Are there other people, men of faith? So that you became imitators of us and our Lord Jesus. For you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. Now, one of the reasons why these people had good faith and had the true faith, the faith of the gospel, not simply by words, but with the power of the Holy Spirit, is that they were rejoicing. They welcomed this message, even though it had severe, they were suffering. But the Holy Spirit gave them joy. And so they welcomed the message. And the Bible says that they became a model. This is now how to know They had experienced this. They became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. Look at what Paul said. These people had experienced this faith. The faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that came to them, had already settled and produced fruit. Until they were good examples, they were models in all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. And not only that, then from there, the Lord's message rang out of you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Now, here now, faith is being expressed. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. That's what you're talking about, the faith of these people. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it because this faith is known. We only need to learn about this faith. We appreciate this faith. For they themselves report. Now, other people are reporting what kind of reception you gave us. These people in Macedonia and Achaia and everywhere else, they are giving a testimony. They are talking about how you, the Thessalonians, gave us a reception. Even amidst suffering, you welcomed, you allowed us to come to you. That's a great reception. Faith comes because you receive it. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. Father, help us to have this kind of faith of the Thessalonians, the faith in God. Help us to receive the faith and help us to grow in faith. And help this faith to run from us, even to the rest of the believers, in Jesus' name.